Rebecca has been working with a team of national and foreign workers in Chongqing over the past 6 years, planning new churches and building friendships. We're happy to have been able to walk with her over these years and to be able to grow alongside the local church community in Chochanessa. I have a hard time pronouncing this word right here. Our short-term mission team have had the pressure of working alongside her and learning how to partner with the Thai church to bring Christ to every corner of their lives. This journey with Rebecca has been a blessing to the Thai church and our church. We can't be more excited to have her with us this Sunday. So we're looking forward to hear you sharing the word of God.
Good morning.
Thank you,
thank you for inviting me to share with you today. It is good to be back for a visit. And I have been really blessed by the time I've gotten to spend with a lot of you this week. Hearing stories of what God is doing in your lives. And catching up on your lives. And I'm a little bit sad that this is my last day with you.
In Psalm 86:5,
it says, O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help.
詩篇第86篇第5節這樣說的話,
Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father God, you are holy.
慈愛父神,
you are worthy. Show us the treasures that you have hidden in your word for us to discover today. Help us to apply this story to our lives. Encourage us.
鼓励我们,
teach us.
教导我们,
rebuke us with your word, Lord.
将你自己真理显明,
the cry of our hearts today is that you would show us your way.
打开我们的心,
we want nothing except what you desire to say this morning.
除了你愿意我们所讲的说话之外,
and we ask that you would open our ears to hear you.
我更加求你打开我们的耳朵,
and the word that you want to speak to us today.
亦都是愿意我们能够听到你自己的声音。
Amen. The story that we read this morning is a story I've really grown to love as I've served in Thailand.
今天大家所听的故事,
and this morning I want to invite us to slowly read through the story and really imagine it as we read it.
今早我邀请大家,
think about each scene that's taking place as this story goes on.
去思想每一个的环节,每一个景况。
One day, the widow of a member of the group of prophets came to Elisha.
有一天,先知门徒的妻子来到求以利沙。
She cried out, "My husband who served you is dead."
她说,你的仆人,我丈夫死了。
And you know how he feared the Lord.
你都知道他是何等敬畏神的人。
But now a creditor has come.
但现在债主临门了,
threatening to take my two sons as slaves.
他们还要威胁,说要拿了两个儿子去补偿我的债。
What can I do to help you? Elijah asked.
耶利沙就问了, 那我可以为你做些什么呢?
Tell me, what do you have in your house?
他问, 你家里有些什么可以用的呢?
Nothing at all.
这个妇人就说了,什么都没有了。Except
a flask of olive oil.
除了一樽油之外, 我什么都没有了。
Elisha said, borrow as many empty jars as you can find from your friends and neighbors.
以利沙就跟他讲，他说，你去你的邻舍朋友那里去借吧，去借到几多个的油樽回来，就去借几多个回来吧。
Then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you.
然后跟住就进入你屋里边，闩埋道门。
Pour the olive oil from your flasks into the jars.
然后就将你呢一个嘅橄榄油从你个樽里边倒出嚟。
Set each one aside when it's full.
当装满一个油瓶之后，又再装第二个油瓶。
So she did as she was told.
咁呢个嘅妇人就照住以利沙咁样讲，咁样去做啦。
Her sons kept bringing her jars.
佢嘅仔不停嘅攞完一个樽，又另一个樽过嚟。
And she filled one jar after another.
跟住装满一瓶又一瓶。
Soon every container was full to the brim.
直至到每一个油瓶都装到满泻为止。
Bring me another jar.
个妈妈就话啦，再攞多个油樽过嚟啦。
She said to one of her sons.
咁佢同佢讲啦。
There aren't any more, he told her.
但系个仔就话啦，冇晒油樽啦，已经。
And then the olive oil stopped flowing.
咁跟住啲油就停止啦。
When she told the man of God what had happened,
咁呢个妇人走翻去同神人讲。
He said, "Now sell the olive oil and pay your debts."
神人就同佢讲话，你去卖咗你嘅油去还债啦。
And you and your sons can live on whatever is left.
然后跟住剩翻嘅，你同你个仔就可以借此嚟过活啦。
At the beginning of this story, a widow comes to Elisha.
喺开始嘅时候，讲到呢个寡妇嚟到揾以利沙。
Her husband's a prophet.
佢嘅丈夫本来系一个嘅先知。
He loved and he feared God.
佢爱神，亦都敬畏神。
But now he's dead.
但系而家佢好伤心啦。
And she cries out to Elisha.
佢向以利沙呼求。
Telling him what has happened.
话俾以利沙听乜事发生。
I think we can learn a lot about this woman when we pause here.
或者我哋喺呢度停一停落嚟，去喺呢度思想学习下呢个妇人。
The woman could have gone to her friends and neighbors for advice.
她本来这个妇人可以走去问她的朋友，问，拿不同的意见。
She could have read the latest how to get ahead in life book.
又或者自己找一本如何处理现在问题的一本书来参考一下。
But here she is seeking a word from the Lord.
但是这个妇人，她在这个时刻里面去寻找神的话语。
Her husband served God.
她的丈夫是一个爱神、服侍神的人。
Maybe she could have blamed God.
或者她可以在这里指责神。
Or explained how this situation was not her fault.
又甚至乎说这个不是我的错来的。
But instead, she just lays out the problem.
相反，她只是将她的问题摆在面前。
Elisha responds to her with two questions.
以利沙回应的时候，回应用两个问题来回应她。
What can I do to help you?
第一个问，我可以怎样帮你呢？
And tell me, what do you have in your house?
告诉我你屋企里面有什么东西？
Maybe this unnamed widow felt like she didn't have very much to offer.
或者这个不知名的妇人，她可能家当里面什么都没了。
All she had was a bottle of oil.
她唯一有的就是一樽油。
That didn't seem like much compared to the huge problem in front of her.
面对着前面一个咁大嘅挑战难关，好似呢个解决帮助唔到咩嘢。
In those times, widows didn't have much of a chance in society.
喺特别喺当嘅时期，寡妇真系冇乜希望，冇乜任何嘅出路噶啦。
Today, a widow can work.
今时今日，一个嘅寡妇或者都仲可以有机会做下嘢。
Be a successful business owner.
甚至乎可以做一个成功的一个嘅商家。
Take care of themselves.
可以照顾自己。
But back then, their status came from their husband.
但系喺当时嘅时候，一个嘅妇人，佢嘅身份系嚟自佢嘅丈夫。
Or from their male sons who could offer them a stable future.
又或者咧，系佢嘅儿子可以咧提供俾佢一个嘅稳妥嘅生活。
What was a bottle of oil compared to the threat of her sons being taken as slaves?
想你想想，呢樽油同 现在他的仔可能随时被债主上门带走，又可以帮到解决到多少问题呢？
And losing her only chance at a decent future.
甚至乎不单止拎了个仔，甚至乎他以后一生的前途都没有希望。
Still, she tells Elisha the truth.
然而他对着以利沙却是告诉他这个真实的现状。
All that she has is a bottle of oil.
他有的就只有一樽油。
I'm sure Elisha had a lot of people coming to him for advice.
我们相信以利沙有很多人会来到寻找一个的咨询答案。
After all, Elisha had been following Elijah around, and everyone knew that Elisha had received the same special anointing that Elijah had.
我们知道以利沙是以利亚的徒弟，他一直跟着以利亚，他看过很多不同的神迹。
Elisha had already walked through a dry Jordan River.
以利沙亦都行过呢个嘅约旦河。
And he'd already declared victory over an army.
甚至乎面对住一个嘅大嘅军队，佢都可以打胜仗。
And now,
而家咧。
He probably had people coming to him all day long.
可能呢有好多人时时嘅走嚟问佢好多嘅问题。
So what was so special this time?
咁今次呢个妇人走嚟揾以利沙有啲咩咁特别咧？
Maybe this was a daily occurrence for him.
可能对以利沙嚟讲呢啲系家常便饭，成日都系咁有人揾佢噶啦。
Did he have to think about what he would do?
佢使唔使谂下点解决呢个问题咧？
Would he try to be God and solve the woman's problems for her?
所以以利沙需唔需要当自己系神咁样去帮呢个妇人去解决呢个问题咧
？Give her money.
啊，俾啲钱佢使啦。
Do everything for her.
啊，或者帮佢做嘢啦。
But Elisha points the way to the widow. Points out the way to the widow.
但系以利沙佢喺呢个时间嘅里边，俾呢个妇人一个嘅出路。
He gives her the message from God that she is asking for.
佢係將神嘅信息交俾呢個婦人。
He listens to the voice of God.
以利沙聆聽神子嘅聲音。
And then sends the woman to collect empty containers from everyone she can.
然後跟住就差派呢個婦人去到收集唔同嘅油瓶。
Not just a few.
唔單單係一個兩個。
But as many as she can.
而係收集越多越好，收集到盡佢能力。
Then to go into the house with her sons.
然后去到佢嘅屋企，去到佢仔嘅屋企嗰度。
Shut the door.
关门。
Pour olive oil into each one.
然后将油倒落去每一个油瓶嘅里边。
And set it aside when it's full.
然后装满之后就将佢摆开。
The widow obeys Elisha.
呢个嘅寡妇按住以利沙嘅说话嚟去做。
The Bible doesn't tell us how many bottles and containers she collected.
圣经没告诉我们究竟装满了多少个油瓶。
But I'm sure she borrowed as many containers as she could.
但我有信心相信呢，这个妇人尽她能力借得多少就多少回来。
So then there's an assembly line.
相信呢，可能好像一个的工厂，一个的生产线那么长。
Her sons passing her containers.
阿仔就将个油樽给阿妈。
She's pouring in the oil.
阿媽就將啲油倒落個油樽嗰度。
Her son's taking the containers and setting them aside.
咁另一個仔就將佢嗰啲油樽裝滿咗就拎走拎去下一度。
Soon they're all full.
冇幾耐就終於裝滿曬所有油樽啦。
But she hasn't realized that yet.
但係當時呢個婦人都唔留意到呢個情況發生。
So she says to her son, "Bring me another jar."
所以就同阿仔講：阿仔整多個樽嚟洗啦。
But as soon as he says, there aren't any more jars,
但是当阿仔答佢话阿妈冇晒啦，用完啦，
the oil stops.
啲油就停咗啦。
I love that part of the story.
我特别喜爱呢个故事嘅呢一部分。
I love the number of people that God uses to bring about this miracle.
特别我好喜欢嘅就睇到神用咗好多唔同嘅人去让呢个神迹发生。
He could have had Elisha say one thing and everything change.
神可以叫以利沙讲个说话，以所有嘢改变过嚟。
He could have just included Elisha and the widow.
又或者咧，佢需要嘅唯一就系要以利沙同埋呢个嘅妇人一齐咁去做呢个神迹。
Or Elisha and the widow and her sons.
又或者只是以利沙和这个妇人，甚至乎他的儿子。
But God brings in the whole community.
但是神他用了整个的社群。
And all the neighbors also get to see how God provides.
整个的社群因为这样的缘故都看见神怎样供应给这个寡妇。
How God is doing a miracle.
神怎样的做了神迹奇事。
The widow only has a small amount of oil.
这个寡妇只有很少很少的油。
The son just carries containers to his mom.
而这个儿子的工作就是将这个油樽拿去给妈妈。
And moves the full containers away.
然后将个装满的油樽拿走。
The neighbors, they just have some empty jars.
他们隔壁邻舍需要供应的就是供应一个空的油瓶。
And all Elisha does is tell the woman what God has said to him.
而以利沙的工作就是按着神的说话告诉个妇人听就得了。
And a miracle happens.
然后跟着这个神迹就出现了。
How do you think the neighbors felt when they saw the widow with all the oil ready to sell it?
你想象一下那些隔壁邻舍看见这个寡妇突然有这么多油的时候，他们有什么感受呢？
Maybe they were the first to purchase the oil themselves.
可能他们就是这个寡妇的第一个的客人来的，去买这些油。
Maybe some of the neighbors had said no.
又或者有些人说，哎，不要帮衬了。
You can't borrow our empty containers.
你不可以借我的油瓶的。
Afraid that when the loan shark came, they would be taken.
担心可能来到的时候，那些油樽都没了。
How might they feel when they see what God's done?
当他们看见神做这些神迹的时候，他们又会怎么想呢？
And then there's the widow's sons.
当然还有这个寡妇的儿子。
Do you think this experience impacted their faith?
你又可以猜想一下这个的神迹对他们那个的信心，对他们的对神的心有多大的影响呢？
Do you think they were excited to have had a role in this miracle?
你觉得他们会不会因为可以参与这个神迹里面，他们会不会觉得很兴奋呢？
What about the widow?
至于这个寡妇又怎样呢？
Did she think, I should have got more containers?
你会不会想到，早知道是这样，整多几个油樽回来啊。
Isn't it amazing how God uses, how God chooses to use each person in this story?
当你谂翻，其实神点样去用每个唔同嘅人去扮演唔同角色，你会觉得真系好神奇啊！
And isn't it amazing how God chooses to use us?
有冇谂过，其实神都神奇地喺度用紧我哋每个人呢？
Even when we don't see the value in what we have to offer,
纵然我哋有阵时都唔知道，都谂唔通，其实神今日。要我哋用啲咩嘢俾奉献啲咩俾佢
？He multiplies our efforts.
神佢将我哋嗰个嘅工作嗰个能力将佢倍增过嚟。
Do you remember the young boy who offers Jesus his lunch?
仲记唔记得咧？嗰个小孩子将佢嘅五饼二鱼俾主耶稣咧
？Just 5 loaves and 2 fish for thousands of people.
就系五饼同二鱼，却喂饱咗成千嘅人。
But it was enough.
但是这个他告诉你是足够的。
Maybe today our faith is small.
又或者今天我们的信心是少的。
But God can multiply it.
但神却可以叫他不停地增长。
Maybe it's our resources or our time.
又或者是我们的资源，我们的时间。
But when God blesses it, there's no limit to what can happen.
当神去祝福的时候，这一切就要成为无限。
Let's go back to the story.
我哋翻翻嚟睇翻呢个故事啊。
Now that the oil has stopped flowing,
而家啲油倒完啦。
The woman goes back to Elisha.
这个妇人就翻翻去揾以利沙。
To find out what the next step is.
咁就问，咁究竟下一步点搞啊
？She doesn't assume that she will just know what to do next.
佢冇假设自己知道跟住下一步系如何。
She goes to get the word from God.
佢走翻去。去寻求神自己嘅说话。
And Elisha gives her the instructions.
然后跟住以利沙就继续将指示话俾佢知。
Take the oil.
拎呢啲油。
Sell it.
卖咗佢。
Pay off your debts.
然后还你嘅债。
And live off of the rest.
跟住就用剩翻嘅去同你嘅仔一齐度日。
This is another thing I love about this story.
这个也是我喜欢这个故事的另一个部分。
Not only does God choose to use every person in this story,
不单单是神选择每一个人去参与这个神迹。
But the blessing that comes from the woman's obedience also extends out.
甚至乎因着她的信服，以致这个神迹是继续的扩展。
Because of her obedience,
因着她的信服听话，
her children are saved from being slaves.
她的儿子就不需要成为奴仆。
Other people come to faith, realizing that God can do miracles.
其他人也因为这样的缘故而有信心看见神的神迹。
And I think that's also true with us.
我都相信其实这个跟我们今天一模一样的。
When we make the decision to listen to the word of God,
当我们今天选择去聆听神的时候，
and to act in obedience to that word,
更加的信服去跟随神的说话，
other people are impacted by what we have chosen to do.
其他人也都就因着我们所选择去做的，因此而蒙着一个的影响。
When I read this story, I want to know, how did Elisha know what to do?
当我读这个故事的时候，我就去反思，究竟以利沙又怎样知道如何去处理这个问题呢？
Where did he gain his wisdom and understanding?
他从何得知这份智慧，明白如何处理呢？
Let's not forget that Elisha was the prophet of God.
让我们不要忘记，以利沙是一个先知，他是神自己的仆人。
God would speak directly to Elisha the message that he wanted to share with the people.
神是可以直接的向以利沙去讲说话，将他要同人分享的说话透过以利沙去讲出来。
This story has a million applications.
这个故事有成千上万的应用的地方。
We could talk about money and the necessity of paying off debt.
我们可以讲到钱，可以讲到钱是怎样去付我们的债。
We could talk about who to turn to when we're in trouble.
我们又可以讲到当我们有困难的时候，我们走去哪里寻求帮助。
We could talk about submitting to leaders and the choice that each of us have to make when we hear the word of God spoken to us through our leaders.
我们又可以选，我们又可以在这里学习到我们怎样要聆听领袖领他们的说话，特别是他们去领受了神的说话的时候，我们怎样聆听他们的领袖。
So I want to ask you today, what is this story stirring in you?
所以我今天想问大家的就是，其实这个故事今天对你来说，讲了什么信息给你听呢？
Maybe you find yourself relating to the widow in this story.
又或者可能你今天思想到自己就好像这个的寡妇那样。
In the middle of a story that feels really big.
在这个故事，在这个困难里面，他觉得那个困难是一个很大的困难。
But seeking a word from the Lord that will point the way out.
但是当寻求神的说话的时候，自然就看见出路。
Or maybe you're in the middle of the big story, but you haven't yet sought counsel from the Lord.
又或者你在很大的困惑的里面，你仍然还没去寻找神他自己 的答案。
Or maybe you know what you're supposed to do, but the task seems too big.
又或者你已经知道如何处理，只是你觉得这样做这个问题太大太难了。
Is that really what God wants me to do?
你怀疑这个是否神要我这样做呢？
Or maybe God's given you a task that seems a little bit crazy.
又或者你觉得上帝整蛊啊，整蛊这么大的贪。
Like going to all your friends and neighbors and borrowing their containers.
叫我走去隔篱邻舍。个个人问佢攞啲油罂过嚟。
Or lending all your empty containers to a poor widow woman whose sons are about to be taken as slaves.
又或者叫我将我啲器皿借俾呢一个穷寡妇，就连个仔都俾人攞埋去嘅人。
Or maybe it's giving up a really great respectable job to go somewhere.
又或者放弃一个好有前途嘅工，要去走去其他地方里边去做神嘅事情。
Learn a language and culture.
学一个新的语文，学一个新的文化。
So that you can share Jesus with the people who have never heard his name.
以至到你可以去一啲从未听过耶稣的名字嘅地方嘅人嗰度去分享耶稣呢个嘅救恩。
Maybe you find yourself like Elisha in this story.
又或者你觉得自己好似以利沙咁样。
With people coming to you.
有好多人走嚟揾你。
With their problems and their questions.
有很多的问题走来烦着你。
Maybe you need to listen carefully to what God is saying.
可能今日你需要靈靜地去聆聽神同你講啲咩説話。
And to share that word with your friends.
你將神嘅説話同你嘅朋友去分享。
Or to teach them and invite them to listen to the voice of God for themselves.
教導佢哋，邀請佢哋去聆聽自己嘅聆聽神嘅説話。
Or maybe you have the opportunity to invite people to recognize what is in their hands already.
又或者你去幫助你嘅朋友去發現究竟在他们手头上面已经有什么的供应。
And to see how God can use it for his glory.
以至能够看见神怎么要用这一切成为他自己的荣耀。
I want to share a couple of stories with you.
在这个时间我想跟大家分享几个故事。
And maybe you can find yourself in these stories too.
又或者你可以在这个故事里面发现自己。
At Awana this week, I told the story of a little girl named Uli.
我今天想跟大家分享一个故事，这个故事是关于一个 小女孩，小女孩的名字叫做 Earl。
Thai and English are not similar. I think Thai and Cantonese are not that similar too.
I'm sure it's not the same. 当是这样下了，歪了音不算。
Early is a 10-year-old girl who comes to Hope Center.
这个女孩 Early 就是十岁的时候已经来到这个 Hope Center 的地方，是她们的一个就是服侍人的地方。
She comes for English lessons and music classes.
她来到这里是主要是学英文。
But in the last year or two, her dad has started to bring her early in the morning on his motorcycle and leave her at Hope Center for church.
在過去的一年裡面，他爸爸每早上都是駕電單車送他來，也都帶他來到教會那裡，每個星期日。
She's just a little girl.
她只是一個很普通的一個小女孩。
Who lives like 25 minutes away from the Hope Center.
她離開這個Hope Center大概25分鐘的車程時間。
But she's already played a part in bringing 25 of her friends to hear the message of Jesus.
但是他在过去日子里面已经带了25个的朋友来到这个中心去听闻接触到福音的信息。
5 people from SVPG.
在你当中有5个的弟兄姊妹。
Also played a part in those 25 friends hearing the message of the gospel.
也都帮助了这25个人去听闻神他自己的福音。
When they went with me to Uli's house.
当时的时候，你五位弟兄姊妹同我一起去探这个 Early 他自己的家人。
And participated in a drama to show, to talk about who Jesus is. This is Early.
这个就是 Early 嗰个嘅相。咁咧，当时你哋嘅弟兄姊妹就同我一起去到佢屋企，去做咗个默剧，去带出神佢自己嘅救恩嘅故事。
Another 100 or 200 people.Participated by sending those 5 people.
而背后有成百默的人是在当中就是去差遣这五个弟兄姊妹来到我们中间。
Another lady played a role in sharing her testimony at that event.
在那次的聚会里面，我们有另外一个的姊妹去做分享。
All so that those children could hear the gospel for the first time and be impacted by the story of Jesus.
而他的分享的故事就令到当中有很多的小孩子是第一次去听闻基督的救恩的故事。
This picture is from that Christmas party.
这一张照片就是当日我们一个的圣诞舞会的影的照片。
Do you see how many people play a role in just one miracle?
看不看到在这一张照片里面我们有多少人在当中是一起参与去让这个的神迹去发生。
I want to tell you another story.
我仲想讲俾大家听另一个嘅故事。
This story is of a man named P. Chin.
呢个故事系关于一个个名字叫做 P. Chin 嘅人。
P. Chin was a fortune teller and a construction worker.
P. Chin 佢系一个占卜嘅人，同埋咧佢又平时都去做一啲嘅建筑嘅工作嘅。
He was opposed to Christianity in every way.
佢用尽所有办法去拒抗基督教。
He told other people in town not to let their kids go to kids club.
他咧用尽所有嘅百宝方法去叫佢村里边啲人咧就唔好去参加任何呢啲嘅儿童活动。
Because the white people would steal their children. But one day, his daughter and his wife heard about the miracles Jesus did. And they were in need of a miracle. The daughter was paralyzed from the waist down. And all of her friends looked down on her. But when those two met Jesus, they were transformed by the joy and the love that they felt. And though the daughter wasn't healed, she began to recognize that God could love and use her as she was. When Pichin did come to Christ, he may have wondered what he had to offer. All he had was a broken family. And a little faith. But God gave him a vision. And in his vision, a cloak was handed to him. Pastor Nat, the one who helped plant Bethel Church,
Pastor Nat, 即是呢，去幫我，幫佢哋咧，去建立呢個嘅教會嘅嗰個嘅牧者。
Was given the interpretation of Pichin's vision.
咁咧，佢就去解答，即係 Pichin 佢睇見嘅呢一個嘅異象嗰個嘅情況。
And she knew that it was the picture of Elijah passing his cloak to Elisha.
佢睇見嘅呢個其實就相比於當日以利亞將佢嘅外袍交俾以利沙。
She knew that God was inviting Pichin to step into leadership.
喺呢度，佢嘅領袖係神邀請 Pichin 進入去參與侍奉裏邊。
And as Pichin leaned into the calling God gave him to take over leadership at Bethel Church,
當到 Pichin 憑信心嘅進入呢個 Bethel Church 裏邊去做一啲嘅侍奉嘅時候
，When Pastor Nat left,
當到 Pastor Nat 離開呢個教會。
God used Pichin to bring healing to many people who couldn't walk.
神就賦予 Pichin 呢個能力去做好多神蹟奇事，令到唔能夠行路嘅人都可以重新再走路過嚟。
When Pichin prayed, people would be healed of disease.
當到 Pichin 禱告嘅時候，啲人嘅病就被醫治過嚟。
He began to walk with people to overcome addiction.
佢甚至乎幫助嗰啲有癖癮嘅人一齊共同去行過佢哋戒毒嘅路。
And to lead the church.
帶領教會。
Pichin stepped out in faith.
Pichin 開始嘅時候就憑住信。
He believed that the word God spoke to him was true.
佢相信神同佢講嘅説話係真理嚟嘅。
And now we get to watch God use him.
而家我哋睇見神點去用佢嘅生命。
The man in the middle in the picture is Pastor Chin.
呢張相裏邊中間嘅嗰個就係
So today I want to challenge you. Today, what is in your house? What are you asking God to do? Is He saying to you today that you can actually play a role in partnering with Him? Maybe you carry a vision to see the world reached with the gospel of Christ. But maybe you feel like you have just a little faith. Or maybe you feel like you just have a little education, you don't know enough. It might feel like you can only contribute a little bit. And that compared to the task of reaching the world with the gospel, it's so small.
当你想到要将福音带到成全个世界的时候，你觉得根本呢个系不文，系无法相比。
But today I want to encourage all of us.
但系今天我想鼓励大家。
To remember that the same power that raised Christ from the dead.
你想提醒大家就系当日叫基督从死里复活嘅呢个大能。
That power is in us.
今日同样喺你生命嘅里边。
And our little bit of faith.
藉住少少嘅信。
God can multiply.
神却可以叫呢一切嚟增加。
So today, maybe the task ahead seems large compared to what is in our hands.
今日可能喺你脑里边嗰个要做嘅事情，相比你手里边嘅能力相比，好似好大。
But as we can see in the story of Elisha and the widow,
但系当我哋去睇翻以利沙同埋呢一个嘅寡妇嘅故事嘅时候
，in the story of Ai,
我哋睇翻呢个女仔
，in the story of Pichin.
又甚至乎睇翻 Pichin 呢个嘅故事。
With God, nothing is impossible.
我哋睇见喺神嘅里边没有不成嘅事。
Our little bit that we have,
我哋嘅少少
turns into His lots.
却成为神里边嘅好多。
And I want to end with one verse from Luke chapter 1, verse 37.
我最后想总结候去用路加一章37节同大家去做总结今日嘅分享。
And it says, "For nothing is impossible with God."
圣经咁样讲，佢话因为出于神嘅话，没有一句不大能力嘅。
Let's pray.
让我哋一齐祷告。
Father God, thank you for your word.
慈爱嘅父亲，我哋多谢你嘅说话。
Thank you that you put treasures throughout your word for us to discover.
我哋多谢你将你自己说话藏喺呢一个珍宝藏喺呢个说话里头，让我哋去能够认识你。
Thank you for the privilege of having your word in a language we understand.
更加多谢你赐俾我哋，用嗰啲我哋可以明白嘅说话，用我哋明白嘅语言去讲述你自己真理。
Thank you that we can turn to you and look to you.
更加多谢你，让我哋可以回转你嗰度去接受你自己。
For help in trouble.
当我哋喺困难嘅时候，我哋却寻找到你嘅帮助。
For direction of what you're calling us to do.
寻找到当我哋需要寻找方向嘅时候，我哋喺呢里边寻找到方向。
Forgive us for where we've ignored your word。
当我哋忘记呢个说话嘅时候，求你赦免我哋罪。
Or we've had small faith and not gathered a large amount of containers。
当我哋只有少少嘅信心，却系同时却揾唔到好多嘅器皿嚟盛载一切。
And then wondered why your miracle wasn't very big。
我哋甚至乎觉得我哋喺身边嘅嗰啲嘅神迹奇事。一啲都唔大。
Guide us, Lord.
但系父亲，你自己系恩赐。
Lead us to be like you.
让我哋更加嘅学像似你。
We ask these things in Jesus' name.
我哋咁嘅祷告，奉基督名字祈求。
Amen.